Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The Indian auto industry is expected to see stronger growth in 2021-22 after recovering from the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, with electric vehicle sales, especially two-wheelers, also likely to see positive movements, according to Nomura Research Institute. However, in the personal vehicle segment, the levels reached in 2018-19 would be reached only in 2022-23, it added. The year 2021 is expected to arrive on a grim note, as the new coronavirus strain discovered in the UK is expected to lead to a surge in hospitalizations and deaths due to its higher transmissibility rate. Scientists have also requested the governments across the world to ensure expeditious rollout of COVID-19 vaccine in their respective countries to prevent more deaths. Amid farmers' protests at Delhi borders, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, via a video conferencing on Friday, released Rs 18,000 crore to more than 9 crore farmer families from different parts of the country under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi. PM Modi said the farm bills will allow farmers to sell their produce to anyone and anywhere. Furniture retailer IKEA India has closed financial year 2019-20 with net loss of Rs 720.1 crore compared to a loss of Rs 685.4 crore in FY19 as per the regulatory document. IKEA is also investing in the online system and has the ambition to reach 100 million Indian customers by 2022 through its omni-channel approach. China will suspend direct flights to and from Britain indefinitely over fears of the new strain of coronavirus, a foreign ministry spokesman has said. After much consideration, China has decided to take reference from other countries and suspend flights to and from UK, Wang told reporters. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.